When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Show your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up? Good Tuesday. What are you guys doing?
I was watching a little baseball.
Yeah.
The postseason baseball. It's fun around the office because everyone's teams are in it.
Well, not everyone. Sorry, yeah. Ryan. Yeah.
Not me, but I'm still on cloud nine today.
Yeah,
things are
you
fine.
You know what? I just don't care about Giant fan.
Like, why are you on cloud nine?
Buster Posey, president of baseball ops.
Oh, God.
Hey, we're doing this again.
Who cares?
Exactly.
I do.
Let's give a big whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
It's like the best don't make the playoffs offseason present I could have gotten.
Yeah, you don't know if he's going to be any good. Anyway, you're right.
No, I don't.
Dusty was sweating the Astros, mm-hmm. who lost, thank God.
Yeah.
Screw them.
Yep.
You're sweating your Mets, already losing. My Royals are up 1-0, as predicted.
Yeah. Sprague's got his Braves in there.
Yeah.
You know, he's that. You know.
And then we got, you know what we have in the office? What's weird? We have two Baltimore Oriole fans are also Dallas Cowboy fans.
Well, we got Fish, which is odd. Who's the other?
Yeah. Joe Fisher, who you know.
Yeah.
And sales bro Kurt Ludwig.
He's a Cowboy Oriole guy?
Yeah.
How does that even happen to people?
I don't. Honestly, I have no idea. Cooley was asking that question. He's like, how many O's Cowboys guys do you think there are in the world?
Yeah, it's a strange.
We have two of them.
That's a strange combo. I'm trying to remember. I didn't know about sales bro Kurt Ludwig. I think we've asked Fish how he became a Cowboy Oriole fan. And I think it might have just been a childhood, you pick a team at random. I don't know if there was a definitive reason behind that, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. But
yeah, I'm not certain.
We've got them. And then we've got two Yankees bros in the office.
Yep.
And they're obnoxious. They're already sweating because Clay Holmes sucks and their bullpen can't hold a lead.
Well, and it was kind of fun about this postseason is there's really not, like, complete teams. Right, like the Dodgers would be the closest thing, but their pitching staff is a little shaky.
It does feel pretty wide open. Like everybody really has a shot.
That's right.
And that's kind of fun. Like I know Major League Baseball doesn't want to see, I mean, what we had last year. And how about that? We had the two teams that made it to the World Series. Neither one made the postseason.
Yeah.
Like Major League Baseball doesn't want to see Arizona and Texas again. But if you gave me, I don't know. I mean, if you gave me like Padres Royals, it's kind of fun to have some new blood. You know, I enjoy that there's not just an evil empire team, by the way, 2-1, or actually 2-2. Here we come, Mets.
What if I gave you Brewers Tigers?
I just said I want some new blood, but can I, like, well, I like the Tigers.
Well, that's Brewers Tigers.
Yeah.
Terrible.
That's icky.
Nobody wants to watch that.
No, I don't need that.
Did you guys feel that way when my Royals were in it? in 2014 and 2015?
No. See,
was that annoying?
But I'm biased because of you. I have a soft spot for Kansas City. We've been together for almost 20 years, so I have a soft spot for the Royals.
My Royals. Well, how could you not? I mean, all they do is lose.
Well, and the Royals are like a little bit like whenever the Twins are in, I always pull for the Twins or those years. I mean, it was hard because the Royals and the A's played, but like if the A's make it, you know, the big comeback game there with the Royals and the A's, like I find myself like those are fun teams to root for. But
the Tigers aren't? And the Brewers aren't?
Detroit, I think I could get behind. I don't know. Maybe it's because the Mets are playing Milwaukee right now. But like Texas and Arizona,
I didn't enjoy last year.
It lacked a little something for me.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. You're right. It's like team by team basis. Yeah. I don't know. I can't explain.
I'm just happy that the Giants aren't in it. And so Buckley and Dirt can suck it.
Yeah, right. Screw you guys.
Fair enough. Kiss these rings.
And that's why.
Decent comeback.
Like there's no.
That's all I got.
Well, like, I mean, but that's the right comeback.
When's the last time you won a World Series?
2014.
Yes, this
is. It's been a decade.
Yeah, so this is my thing. Like, going back, like, Giant fan. Not that Giant fan.
This is all sports fan debate, though. If isn't good now, I lean on past history. If my past history sucks, but I'm good now, I lean on that.
This is why your fan base is douchey, right? So the Giants, the other Giants, right? The New York
I was just over here catching strays.
The New York football Giants, right? They have two Super Bowls. But it's been a while. And you know what the Giants don't do? Because they stink. I don't hear any Giant fan like, well, hey, Eli Manning, two Super Bowls. They don't because they suck. But douchey baseball Giant fan.
Hold on.
They always, always go back.
Douchey baseball fan who brought up how glad they were that the Giants aren't in the playoffs out of nowhere. I'm the one catching strays here, pal.
Yeah, I don't really know any football Giants fans other than Cooley. And I will say he does not.
No.
He doesn't talk of championship.
No, they don't throw it. Like, I can't. I'm a BYU fan.
I only brought it up because I was told how glad you were that my team was not there.
Are you feeling a little defensive?
A little defensive.
Yeah.
Have we struck a chord here? Because we're right?
yeah.
No, I think you struck a chord because my defense was excellent to catching a stray.
By the way, the Mets have just taken the lead 3-2. Clearly, we cannot be stopped. The juggernaut is here.
Well, but they have a little magic.
They do.
Your Mets. They have magic.
And it's a little scary.
I've seen this before.
They're not that good.
I've seen this before out of my Royals. Yeah. Those Royals teams in 2014, 2015, they were not the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
But they had magic. And your Mets have a little bit of that right now.
We got Severino's pitching for us. And that scares me a little bit. And then we're like, we got Quintana can roll. I mean, it's kind of a hodgepodge. But it's fun. Frankie Lindor would be the MVP if not for Ohtani. And this was a team that was dead on the heap, like dead on arrival at the All-Star break. And here they are. It's freaking awesome. So I'm just stoked. Whatever happens, I feel like I'm playing with a little bit of house money right now. Because it's been a fun year, considering the fact that I wrote off the Mets, as everyone did in the first half of the season.
Well, now to a real team, the Royals. they just got out of a jam in the eighth. They are headed to the ninth, leading 1-0. I don't know this. I really don't. I should, but I don't off the top of my head. But if you were to look it up, I don't think their bullpen has given up a run since April.
That does seem like that's a bit of a stretch, but
it is red hot.
Let's not question any fact checking on this program.
Let's
go with it.
Look, it's October, man.
Yes!
October is so great.
Yes! We got college football here, meaningful games.
Yep.
Probably game of the year will probably not be beat happen. We got Alabama, Georgia lived up to the hype.
Well, we always have football this time of year, but I think the layer that I love about it is once we turn the calendar to October, we now have baseball on those odd days where football doesn't even exist.
And Blazers.
Huh? Dude, they had media day.
I'm going to go to that lake. I know, dude. It couldn't be further.
I cannot begin to tell you how little anyone cares about. And I mean anyone, like Blazer fans.
It's just.
No one cares.
Like Danny cares and like seven other people. But
I had to mute NBA, and it wasn't just Blazers. It was like other media days from like the Hornets and showing up on the fans' Twitter timeline.
What? Yeah,
I'm muting that.
The Lakers had their first practice, and they had a DJ at practice. Like,
yeah, cool. Whatever.
Spinning the hits. Way to go. Dude, I don't
wake
care.
Me up in February when the NBA starts.
Move me
starts
on.
Starts to become relevant.
Hockey in a week. So there you go.
Cares about that.
I do. because like the day to day, the fun of being able to go home and flip on a baseball game. Except on the West Coast, I have to watch a lot of Mariner games. Although this year I watched a lot of Dodger games when I got home, which was fun because the Mets are usually over when I get home. Now, though, when I get home, I got West Coast hockey and go Canucks or the Kraken, whatever you're into. Because again, Detroit's usually over.
But, yeah, look.
I like having a day to day, like you said, no matter what's going down.
I can't get behind
that. I got something's on. Yeah,
you got something's on.
I got something's on.
I like that. Maybe we could clip that, Buckley. Throw that next to I do knew that.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I do knew this.
I got something's on.
Yeah, dude, got something.
Was it better feta?
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's good to be here. We were not here yesterday.
No.
I don't know if you guys know that.
No.
We were out because the Seahawks were on, and so we have a short week for that reason. But we also have no Friday show. Well, we have a Friday show, but it's at a different time.
Yeah, things.
So
are,
I have to announce something.
Things are changing,
ladies and gentlemen. Our show on Friday of this week will be broadcast. Feel the suspense.
I can't.
From noon to two.
Man. Can we make this a
I told Jeff that myself. I said, you know, this is great. I've always wanted to be a midday guy.
Let's start some momentum for this. 2 hours? Let's
yeah,
go.
We're noon to two leading up to Ducks pregame since they're playing Friday against Michigan State. Now, the other thing that does is that moves up our weekly chat with Dan Lanning.
Which will now be on Wednesday.
That'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm cooking on your grill.
He's going to cook on our grill tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So those are the announcements we needed to make. Today's going to be an awful lot like a Monday show.
Yeah. Because
we recap the weekend.
Yeah, and it was a great weekend. Phenomenal weekend.
It was. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Pete Rose died. Sure, yeah, you're happy about that?
I'm not, because let me. I got a lot of that, surprisingly. Look, I don't like Pete Rose. I've never liked Pete Rose. I thought he was a scumbag person. I don't want the guy to die. So I was.
Yeah, but he's 83. It's not like it was a train accident.
No, I was just surprised at how many people were like, "Sook, you must be thrilled." I'm like, I don't wish the guy to be dead. I just didn't want him in the Hall of Fame. Like, I just thought he was a bad dude, but.
He was.
So two things I saw. One was, do you think anyone cashed an under 83 and a half ticket on him? And would he be proud of that?
He would be proud, yes.
I think. And additionally, does the lifetime ban now expire? Does he go to the Hall?
No.
And then he would deny.
So it's
that
beyond the lifetime ban.
I don't
ban.
Think he.
He would deny that he bet on his death, and then he would sign his own corpse and sell it to someone, because that's all he does, sign anything and hawk it to anyone that'll listen. And then he would go on and regale you with tales and talk about how he's a wonderful human being. But look, you're 83, you know, whoever loved Pete Rose, to all his fans, it's never good when someone dies unless it's like OJ.
Well, I don't know if he has a lot of fans.
He wasn't OJ.
Yeah. I mean, like, is anybody really a Pete Rose fan? I mean, we can all appreciate how he played the game. And
yeah.
He was a hell of a player. He was fun to watch.
Bit of a compiler.
Yeah, see, I think that's a little bit. Yeah,
I'm just taking, you know.
Yeah, you're taking death shots.
No,
you didn't want him to die, but now you're taking posthumous, blasphemous.
Dude, he's the
shots at.
All I'm saying is he's the hit king. But we like when it comes to anyone else that does this, like Ichiro. Do we kill the guy for playing forever and hitting singles? And that's all Pete Rose did for 10 years.
Yeah, but he was a great hitter.
He was. He was really an amazing.
4,200 and some hits.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
We always give compilers crap, and we shouldn't, because part of being great is longevity. And that son of a bitch played till he was like, what, 40? He played 20, something like that years. He played forever. And yeah, like the last couple years weren't pretty, but he was never up there hitting 190.
Rose was greatness.
Yes, he was.
But he was an awful human.
Yes.
So I don't know if you celebrated more when Rose died or Bob Knight died, but
neither
I'm sure you
one.
Threw a party for both.
Neither one. I don't want anyone to die, or you know,
who's the next great a-hole to die in your opinion that you're rooting for?
I guess someone else that
you
I
got a countdown
well,
clock.
That Texas baseball coach died. I didn't like him a lot either.
Augie Garrido.
I think he died.
I don't know.
Is
Who
he
cares
dead?
About that?
Did
guy?
I kill him?
Probably.
I don't want to.
No, I think he's dead.
Yeah, he was a lot.
OJ died.
Yeah.
You hate him.
I'm running out. I don't
know. Oh, I know who. No, you're not.
What?
There's one. So you hated Bobby Knight and he died.
I did. He was my all time.
You hated Pete Rose and he died.
Yeah.
You hated Augie Garrido and he died.
My O-line coach died and I hated him.
Roger French.
Yep.
And you hated.
I'm winning this battle.
Who's the other one we just mentioned? We just mentioned one.
I don't know.
Or maybe I was thinking of...
Yeah, you had one that you had hoped.
Is Rudy close to the death?
No, I don't think... I think he's younger than that.
Oh.
But yeah, I can't stand him either.
Because you're looking for him to go, too.
I'm not looking for him to go. I'm just not going to celebrate him when he does.
Oh, OJ. Yeah, the Juice. Yeah,
the Juice.
The Juice went. You didn't like him.
No.
You thought he was...
Although, I'll say...
A murderer.
He celebrated. Damn it, this...
Did you?
Yeah, I'm glad that he's... The world is a better place without OJ Simpson.
Ah.
Yeah.
It's not a better place without Pete Rose?
Look, I can think you're a bad human being. You're not a double murderer. Like, OJ Simpson, I'm glad. I'll change it. I said I will never say that I'm glad that someone's dead. I don't wish harm upon anyone else. The world is a better place without O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
So
Epstein's dead.
Yeah, that's
world's better place. There.
Yeah, but I didn't know of him until you know.
Yeah, screw him.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're sticking more in the sports aspect. That guy kind of went.
Lance Armstrong, Barry Bonds. You know, and there's a lot of a-holes lining up.
And Lance Armstrong will live until like 120. That is true. That guy will live forever.
Yeah, it's kind of sad that Pete Rose passed right when Dikembe Mutombo passed.
Yeah.
Because Mutombo was awesome.
Mutombo.
And everybody loved him.
Yes. But you got
and he's gone too soon.
He's not,
58.
58, brain cancer. And he's not the hit king.
And then Rose has to go ahead and die.
Yeah.
Like the ass that he is. Right, Suk?
Nope, not going to get me on that one. Something's on.
All right.
Rest in peace.
There we go. Rose. Nice little first seggy drop.
There you go.
I love that.
I do knew that.
All right, well, we're watching our baseball teams. We'll try not to be too distracted. Mine's almost over, though. Hopefully they can close this out.
Now, this Mets game may kill me. It's going to be back and forth the entire time.
We're going to start with the poll question coming up next on The Fan.
I got something's on.
All right, nice to have you along on Tuesday. Long weekend for us. Seahawks were on the air last night, so we didn't get to talk about the weekend that was in football, which we're going to get to. But right now, got to warn you, we all got something's on. The Royals are in the ninth inning against the Orioles in a tight game, and Sook's Mets are on the other TV over my shoulder, and they're in a tight one in Milwaukee.
Yeah, 3-2, back and forth game in the third. Let's go.
I got something's on.
So
that's right. I got something's on.
Watch out.
I do knew that.
Poll question on X, at 1080 The Fan. This is from Friday. You were not here, but
I was doing something else.
We added a... this was a provocative question.
Ooh, ooh. Erotic one might say.
Not about that. You took it there, but provocative it was.
Yeah.
And I'm a little surprised by the answer.
Okay.
But, you know, to each their own.
Yeah.
Which best describes how Oregon State and Washington State have handled realignment?
Oh, yeah, I can see where this is going to be provocative.
Doing the best they can, 61%, overwhelming.
All right, that's good.
22% said completely botched, and 17% said they were navigating quite well.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all you had there.
That's tough. If I had to, I think I would say botched. I don't think it's completely botched. I wish there was just a botched, but you didn't give me a chance to fence it, so I'm going to say botched.
Nope. You can't fence it on my poll.
I won't fence it. It's botched. I mean,
that's what I think too, but
it's not done.
61% say doing the best they can.
They're trying to, and I get it. You're trying to keep a positive.
You could certainly make that case.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, the fact that you have these two, I'm not going to say crappy. That's not fair. Two also ran conferences that are just in a pissing match with each other, as opposed to sitting down and just forming the best of these also-rans, it's ridiculous. And I can't put that solely on the Pac-12. The Mountain West has a hand in that too, but there is no reason, and I mean none, that you should be fighting over the likes of UTEP and you know...
Tarleton State.
It's stupid.
Did you see that?
It's absolutely dumb.
So Mountain West got UTEP.
Yes.
Pac-12 needs one more, even though they got Gonzaga. They still need one more in football.
Yeah, basketball is about... Gonzaga's basketball only, like Hawaii's only football only.
Yeah. Mountain West is about to grab Tarleton State.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
Well, what is the Pac-12 going to do?
I don't know.
Like, Sacramento State wants to move up?
Yeah.
God.
I don't know.
That's just so stupid.
That's 50%
it's petty,
stupid.
It's dumb. You just... You have two people that are pissed that you don't have a shot at the table... At the big boy table. So instead of Voltroning this thing and coming together to be the best crappy version that you can be, you've decided to just split up and again, have a just a, what would you say, like a war of words and like a cold war against each other. And it's just dumb. It's dumb. You'd be better together. If anyone had any sense, they would come to the table and merge this damn thing and still have your giant war chest of money. And it would be the best of those leagues, but, and you'd get a better TV deal. But now both sides are going to end up with like an $8 million TV deal. Congratulations. Real cool.
All right. Today's poll question. It's up there for you. X at 1080 The Fan. We're asking you, what is most surprising in sports right now? Is it BYU and Colorado atop the Big 12? Who had that?
The what? The huckin' Hebrew taking the Cougs to the top.
So the it's BYU.
BYU, please.
Colorado. Texas Tech and Iowa State.
I know.
As predicted here.
Very strange.
I ran through that bull.
Arizona beat Utah? What?
It's still early, but yeah, that's the top of the Big 12. So what is most surprising in sports right now? BYU, Colorado atop the Big 12. Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
The Tigers in the playoffs or Rodgers and the Jets kind of suck.
I'm going to say Jaden Daniels.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, I'm not trying to throw a wet blanket. I will say that of the three of the four teams that they have played, are 28th or worse in defensive efficiency. He's played three of the four worst defenses in the NFL.
I can't even remember who they just beat Arizona.
They beat Arizona, who is like dead last.
They beat the Bears too, right?
They beat Cincinnati, which is just god awful. They lost to Tampa, and Tampa's defense isn't any good either.
They beat the Giants.
And they beat the Giants, and they probably shouldn't have beat the Giants. That was the couldn't score.
Oh, that was the 7 field goal game?
Yeah, and the Giants' defense isn't very good. So, as I always say, put some context on things. We love to anoint. We love to tear down. But in a division that looks increasingly winnable, because the Giants suck, the Cowboys have major issues on defense, and Philly just hates each other, and they've got their own injury problems. Look, you look at Washington, you look at what Jaden Daniels is doing, and you're seeing his game progress, and he was working the ball over the middle a little bit. He's completing 80%+ of his passes, which is an NFL record for anyone for the first 4 weeks. And I always say this, never judge anything until four games, right? Each season is four quarters, four games apiece. Now there's an overtime because of the 17th game. So after four games, you can start to get a look at who you are, and there's going to be a comeback down to earth for Washington. Their defense is still pretty spotty. Their secondary is bad, but the front seven's playing good enough to protect it. And Jaden Daniels, I think there will be a regression. Obviously, he's not going to keep playing like this. But I don't think he's not going to be terrible unless he gets hurt. Like, he is showing you things right now that lead you to believe that this is a C.J. Stroud sort of player. And so I didn't think their defense was good enough. And rookie quarterbacks, you usually don't do this, especially when you don't have, like, a great cast around you. Oh, and by the way, depending on what metric you look at, they have a top three running game in the NFL. Like, and that was like the last running team, the worst running team in the league. So all of this happening, I'm sorry, after 4 weeks, the two biggest surprises in sports after 4 weeks is the Minnesota Vikings and the Washington, whatever the hell you're calling them, the Commies, Commanders. My vote is Washington.
Yeah, see, I think that the Tigers are being overlooked here.
Yeah.
What the Tigers have done. How is that not a strike? Oh, my God. Sorry.
I outside of the K zone.
I love playoff baseball where no one can focus on anything. Just no one knows what's happening. Right?
Not according to the little box on the
ring
screen.
Him that is up. That's dude. That's a great pitch.
That's a strike. And I think even the little box, I think that cuts the corner.
Yeah. Leadoff walk. How does that leadoff walk in the bottom of the ninth? Does that ever work out well?
Yeah, no. Usually not.
So the Tigers are being overlooked. So here are some things to consider when voting on our poll question. Okay, with the Tigers, they were 12 back in the division and the wild card. They had a 0.2% chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah.
I read an article where they said AJ Hinch went into the GM at the trade deadline and said, "What are we doing here?" And the GM said, "That's He said, "Let's get rid of some of these older guys. Let's go younger." And when they went younger, they actually got better. And they finished 31-13.
Yeah. I think over that stretch, I think that's the best record in baseball.
So they are just the second team ever to make the playoffs after being 8 or more games under .500 in August. The only other team to do that was the 1973 Mets. Mm. So I believe that the Tigers are being overlooked in this poll question here.
It's pretty badass. And they're up now 1-0 in the series on the Astros.
They also collectively didn't do much as a team. They didn't have anybody hit 25 home runs. They didn't have anybody with 150 hits. They didn't have anybody steal 25 bases. And they're like the first team in history to make the playoffs with none of those things happening.
For Daniels, you mentioned his completion percentage. He's 82.1%. Mm-hmm. That is the highest ever for a player in his first four games in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
He has just passed Tom Brady at 79.1%.
Yeah, it's stupid what
he's
doing.
So, I mean, come on.
Yep.
And then when it comes to Rodgers, we were talking about BYU and Colorado atop the Big 12. You could say it's early and not vote for that one. Rodgers and the Jets kind of stink. That was just the fifth time in Rodgers' entire career that his team did not score a touchdown.
And they lost 10-9. I mean, that's it's Seattle Mariner baseball right there. Like, you know, your defense plays phenomenal. Bo Nix, I think, had like 64 yards or something.
At halftime, he had negative seven yards.
So, I mean, to lose that game, if you're the Jets, and look, I know it's early, but that is, dude, that when you're a borderline playoff team, you can't lose to the Broncos. You can't. Not 10-9.
So, 228 career starts for Rodgers. Five times his team has not scored a touchdown, and one of them was on Sunday.
Yeah, that's rough.
So, vote. What is most surprising in sports right now? Is it BYU Colorado atop the Big 12? Is it Jaden Daniels? Is it the Rodgers and the Jets kind of stink? Or the Tigers in the playoffs? Vote hard. Oregon takes care of business in L.A. We'll get to that next. Here's Bob.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, you've got my full attention now. My game's over. Whew.
Boy, the Royals steal game one, 1-0 in Baltimore.
Woo!
And you had to go through the big the meat of the order in the bottom of the ninth.
Returning off.
Yeah, it got pretty dicey.
There was a little of that during the break, in case you were wondering.
Well, the pucker factor in the baseball postseason, there's just nothing like it. It's just every pitch is gripping.
Yeah. Especially when you get to those at bats, like the last two at bats there were, Rutschman struck out, and there
was
like
swinging out of his shoes, fouling balls off.
Right, yeah. And there's a borderline call one batter, and then the other one goes the other way to make up call, and again, guys are just hacking stuff off, staying alive. It's just great. It's great drama.
So the Royals and the Tigers won today. Tigers beating the Astros in Houston, 3-1. Jason Hayward lined out with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth, hit it right on the screws, but right at the first baseman. And then the Royals get one effing run,
and they win. Yeah.
So the winner of Game One, they just showed a stat on this game that in. Best of three,
and all will be played in the same place. They're not. There's no travel, so all three will be played in Baltimore.
In the best of three series, the winner of Game One has gone on to win the series 14 of 16 times.
That's tasty, right there. You're feeling pretty good.
One, we're gonna get to Oregon football next on the list here, but one thing I was talking, I just reminded me that something interesting that's happening, and. Well, maybe it's not even it's happening with the Royals, but it's an interesting thing that could take root, and that is that you know how bullpens are super unreliable year to year.
Absolutely, it's like hockey goalies. One year it's like the best in baseball, and then the next year you're like, what the hell happened to
them? But you have to have a good bullpen.
Gotta have them.
The Royals, interestingly, have five good starters, much like the Mariners. Mm-hmm. Like if the Mariners would have made the playoffs, they would have had this going for them as well. And it's this idea that if you can just, you don't even really have to build out the bullpen. If you can, well, you do, but for the regular season, if you have five good starters, if you make the postseason, half of them can go to the bullpen.
Yeah.
And there's your bullpen.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what has happened with the Royals is now that they're in the playoffs, they had an excellent starting staff. Two of those guys... can go into the bullpen. Brady Singer's going to be coming out of the bullpen. Didn't have to use him today. I mean, that's a really big advantage.
Yeah. Yeah, because as you mentioned, regular season baseball is not postseason baseball. See it all the time. You know, being built for 162 games is not the same, especially in short series, which a lot of people don't like the short series.
No.
Or in the case like with the Giants and the Royals, the Royals were the better team that year. They just got Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
They had one guy.
Did you hear that, Buckley?
Yeah, take that.
You hear that?
I'm fine.
I'm just trying to throw more strays at the Giant fans.
Well, anyway, God, there's nothing like the baseball postseason, but I'm kind of shaking a little bit. That was very nerve-wracking.
Well, at least you're going in there and you don't have to rely on, Luis Severino and Manaea.
It's true.
Yeah, that's...
But we don't have a Frankie Lindor. Well, we have Bobby Witt, I guess. But we don't have an offense, per se.
We do have the Mets. And this is my controversial... I don't think it's controversial. Look, the MVP of the National League is Frankie Lindor. It's not Shohei Ohtani. Now...
Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, come on.
You
gotta be kidding
Stop
me.
It. Stop it.
What a terrible statement.
Most valuable player, right? You can interpret that any different way. Shohei Ohtani is the best player in the National League. He's the best player in Major League Baseball. He's the best player for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
He only went 54-59.
Hey, stop it.
You can't shout us down, Dad.
I can. I will turn this freaking show around. I got something's on. I do have something on, and it's this. If you take Shohei Ohtani off the Dodgers are fine. That's still an absolute juggernaut there. Ohtani is a force unto himself, but the Dodgers are fine without him. Without Frankie Lindor and his old-ass back, where the hell are the Mets? The Mets are 8 games out of the postseason. Frankie Lindor took took Luis Severino and the rest of that pitching staff and the rest of that lineup, and he hauled him on his old-ass crickety back, and he pushed him into the postseason. Frankie Lindor, without Shohei Ohtani, would be the MVP, and he's not the best player, but he is the most valuable player to his team in Major League Baseball, and that you can take to the bank.
All right, so the Ducks won.
Yeah, you know I'm
right.
I'm
not taking the bait.
You know I'm right.
You're not right.
You know I'm
That's
right.
That's absurd, but it's okay. You can feel that. I feel that about Bobby Witt. It's like when I look at the AL MVP race, I'm like, Witt should win that over Judge. Of course he shouldn't, but I'm a Royals fan, so of course I think that.
I'm not saying he should. I'm just saying by the definition of most valuable player, Frankie Lindor more valuable to the Mets than Ohtani to the Dodgers.
So, Ducks won. It was not. I mean, it was
dominant.
I mean, it was dominant. Dude, it's, if you looked at the finals,
were they in that game?
It seemed like they packed things up at halftime.
Yes.
Yeah, if you just looked at the... Well, and the pick six didn't help. I mean...
Of course not.
They were on the way... They were well on their way to a 35-3 lead.
Correctly.
At half. Instead, it was 28-10 because of a untimely pick six.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
And then the second half was...
Yeah. The Bruins scored... I mean, the Docs only had the six in the fourth quarter, but UCLA had 3 points the rest of the game. They didn't challenge. It was a little bit... It was very similar to UCLA LSU in that, in fact, I think that score is probably very close. Wasn't LSU like 35-17, something like that? And in the second half, UCLA never really threatened at all. If you're going to say one good thing about the Bruins, I guess they're not getting blown out as bad as you would think against better teams, but they were never in that football game.
Now, I don't know what to make of them.
They're not good.
Well, I know they're not good, but I kind of wonder why. Like, do they have some talent but are poorly coached? Or is it the other way around where they really don't have a lot of studs but they're well coached? I can't tell.
They don't have a lot of guys.
Because
and,
I feel
and
like
there's not a lot of depth.
I feel like Foster. Well, I just don't know what to make of Foster. I just think a lot of coaches would have that team. What are they? 1-3,
one
maybe?
And three.
A lot of coaches would have that team 1-3. And by the way, side note, pertaining to nothing, I had totally forgotten that Eric Bieniemy was their offensive coordinator.
Yeah. And have you seen their offense?
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
What happened to him? He was like the next big thing in the NFL, and now he couldn't get
a
first down at UCLA.
Nope. And he got some shots in Washington, and he's just a hard guy to work with.
They have like the worst rushing offense season over season of every team. They went from like 60th in the country to like 139th
running the
ball.
Averaging like 2 yards per carry.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Like I'm not kidding.
Their whole
like,
O-line was really
look
garbage.
Look at their rushing totals week to week. They should be 0-4. They each went out against Hawaii, for God's sake. So
they barely won that game.
Yeah. So look, Oregon.
They almost got their quarterback killed on Saturday too.
I don't know what to make of Oregon. I don't, because from a talent, like they're like the anti UCLA. Like from a talent standpoint, Oregon has everything you could want. There's NFL guys across the board. There's studs at every position. You have a really seasoned quarterback who's really good, and he's putting up good numbers. And yet, it feels like you want more. Like you want them to look better. And yet, I don't know. They dominated the Beavers, and since then it's been comfortable wins, but not necessarily like foot on the neck, make you believe in it, never in doubt sort of wins. And now you got Michigan State. I mean, and this is something that we said going into the season, and I think it's holding true. I don't think we'll find anything out about Oregon until they play Ohio State. And that is either going to be like, yes, this is the team we really thought it was, and it just took a while for it to come together. Or there may be a reality check. There may be we're playing the varsity this week. And we won't know until we get to Ohio State. Because I think Michigan State is probably going to be the same sort of thing where they're going to win by 17-20. And it's not
another 24-ish point spread.
And it's not going to look that pretty. I mean, let's be honest. They've played one game where you were like, whoa. And that was Oregon State. And even that in the first half was still a little like, and then they came out and just stomped an old-fashioned mud hole.
I think if you took the first 29 and a half minutes of Saturday, you'd say that looked the way it was supposed to also.
Yeah, and then you got into the second half and you put up 6 points. So it's exactly, you thought that's what you were on your way to. And you go into the, like you said, the pick six, it was on its way to 35-3. And you're like, dude, this thing's going to be 56-10. And then it ended up, I don't know.
Yeah, what would be the word? Do you really like give bad marks to a team because they didn't win 56-10 instead of
no?
I mean, because they dominated that game.
It just doesn't like when you're trying to separate the Ohio States and the Alabamas and the Georgias and the Texases and the Tennessees.
Well, how about they play?
Yeah,
how about that?
Well, and you will in 2 weeks.
Yes. It's next week. And by the way, right?
Well, yeah, next week. Next week. You got Michigan State and then
and
you got Ohio
Georgia,
State.
Alabama played. So I mean, that's yeah, just it. It's like.
Just wait.
We don't, I don't know. I think Oregon's fine. I think they're coming around. I feel like their quarterback play, and we'll get into this next segment. Let's take a break and we'll come back.
Yeah.
But I just feel like their quarterback play and receivers,
mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah, really good.
Dude, that can take them a long way.
Absolutely.
If they do not turn the ball over,
mm-hmm.
I just feel like that, I don't know. I can't wait. I absolutely cannot wait to see that group, those guys, against Ohio State.
Yeah.
Because
the biggest game ever at Autzen Stadium. Dude. I'm going down to it. I'm licking my chops. That is like when Bama and Georgia played, it was like, dude, just shut everything else off. This is what you're doing.
What a game that was. Holy smokes.
Yeah, and that lived up to the hype.
See what happens when they actually play?
Hey,
but we watch.
Although we were on the way to a blowout in that one too, it seemed for a minute.
Someone in the upper left is going to be unhappy, and they're like, "I'm not watching anymore." Well, 20 other million people are.
All right, more on Oregon. We'll wrap that up when we get back on The Fan. All right, we were not here yesterday, so we're wrapping up the weekend for the Ducks, who took care of business in Los Angeles. I was sitting there watching that game, and maybe you are saying kind of the same things. Like you were saying, like, I don't really know what Oregon is. We'll find out next week against Ohio State. And maybe some of that is just the fact that the quarterback play is so good and the receivers are so good that we really don't. Like, you have to be tested at all levels, and they really haven't been. No,
every team that they've played, and this is the weird part about it.
I mean, they've had a few tests, but not like what Ohio State. Well,
Boise State should have beat them. And Boise State, by the way, they hammered Washington State. Boise State's a good team, but, I mean... If your goal is to play for a national title, Boise State is not your measuring stick. So when you say from an athletic standpoint, is Boise State's the best team you played? Like, and Boise State probably should have beat you, with the exception of the special teams play. So, like, that's what I know. Oregon's not bad. Oregon's going to win 9 games, 10 games based on just the sheer talent alone. I mean, sheer talent beat Boise State. And sheer talent, just, I mean, they steamrolled Oregon State. And Oregon State's not a bad team. But when you look at the gaps between Idaho, Boise State, Oregon State, UCLA, dude, UCLA is a bad roster. It just is. It's a bad offense. And it's a bad team, period. And so when you look at that, like, that's why I said I don't know what to make of Oregon. They have NFL guys. It is a roster that should be able to compete for a national title. And I'm nitpicking because this is being held to a different standard. We're talking about them the way we're talking about Georgia, Bama, Tennessee, Ohio State. We're talking about those teams. And if I'm just take all the stickers off the helmets and I look at who's played the best, Oregon has not played like those other teams.
No, but what I was getting at was that I think quarterback play, I was sitting there watching the game going, I wonder if we are taking quarterback play for granted at Oregon at this point.
I could
because
see
I think it kind of masks what you're saying. When Dylan Gabriel is so good and so efficient and the receivers are so good.
Yes.
It's like you can't really tell about everything else, right? And those, I mean, they said, you know, Gabriel's going to be the all-time leading passer in NCAA history.
Yes.
Barring an injury.
Yeah.
I don't know how we feel about that since it's going to be 5+ seasons. Like
a little bit of a compiler, but the guy's great.
But he's going to pass Case Keenum. He's, what is he, like 13,000 away from Case Keenum, or 13,000, 3,000 away from Case Keenum.
No.
And then he's got to pass, they showed the stat, he's got to pass Timmy Chang and Landry Jones.
Yeah.
And he just passed Graham Harrell. So, I mean, the guy's prolific. Mm-hmm. And then you had Bo Nix, and you had a couple years of Bo Nix. Mm-hmm. And before that, I mean, Anthony Brown, I think, might have been before that. But before that, you got Herbert.
Mm-hmm. This has some really good quarterback play.
And in between there may have been somebody I'm missing, but then you had Mariota. Like, I wonder if Oregon, when was the last time Oregon had bad quarterback play? There's a question.
Oh, gosh. I mean, bad quarterback
where it's
play.
Like, ooh.
Yeah. I mean, the Prue Cup, like, I mean, it's been a while since you've had bad quarterback play. Herbert's freshman year, and then he came in, you know, that was a little rough. They got blown out by Washington. But, yes, there has been consistently good quarterback play for a long, long time, to the point where I do think we take it for granted. We assume that the next guy up is going to be great. And, you know, Dylan Gabriel, for anyone that thinks that Oregon's offense, if you want to ho-hum it, or if you just say Oregon hasn't played that well, my man is completing 81% of his passes for 1,100 yards. He has 9 touchdowns and 1 pick. He's
unbelievable.
He's been great.
And he, short of that pick six, I mean, I don't know. He's just reliable. I don't worry about that guy.
No.
I don't worry about that guy next week against Ohio State.
No.
I don't worry about the receivers. It's the other, you know, it's you got to be a complete team. But we just, I just wonder if the quarterback, we're getting such good quarterback play with Nix and Gabriel in back-to-back years that it's really hard to tell just how good they are.
Well, I think from a skill position standpoint, just overall, and I don't know if the backs, again, you want to talk about being spoiled? There has been some phenomenal Oregon running backs, and it feels like they're there every year. And I, like, Jordan James is a really good back, and they actually have a couple of them, but obviously he's the main guy there. Outside of that, because I don't know if those backs are quite what some of those others are. It's a good group, but I think it's maybe a setback from some of the stuff they've had. But when I look at their tight ends, when I look at Dillon Gabriel and I look at the wide receivers, you can easily say that this is the best skilled offensive group that they've had during this run.
Well, I mean, don't think it's close.
It's just, it's stupid. Tez Johnson, by the way, could easily be the Big Ten player of the year. There's just so much talent across the board, and maybe we don't talk about Dillon Gabriel the way we do some of those other players, but if he beats Ohio State and gets this team where you think it can go, that's going to change real quick. It's just silly. I don't think the O-line is what it has been in the past. I think the running backs have taken a step back, and the defense, to be determined, because outside of Boise, which – Genty played real well against them. They haven't really been tested because the teams they've played have had crappy offenses. So, but right now, like the defense against UCLA, like if you're handing out grades, I mean, it's an A+ across the board for the defense. UCLA did nothing, and the only thing I'm going to nitpick is in the run game again. And it was a bad field, but the running was tough yards. I still don't know if the run game is consistent enough, to get this thing completely cranked. When you play against better teams, because Ohio State, I think they gave up 14 to Marshall. And outside of that, I mean, they're giving up 7 or no points. Again, they haven't played a bunch of people either, but they look like an absolute juggernaut too. So this is just going to be...
Well, this is why we need those big
matches. This is why we need the big games.
We saw Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah, and it sucks that we have to wait 6 weeks into the season, but it'll finally come. Because Michigan State will offer no resistance.
Yeah, we'll get Michigan State Friday. And then Ohio State next week. Let's talk about Georgia-Bama. You want to talk about that game?
Yeah.
Game of the year so far.
That game was drunk.
So we'll get to that next on The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.